Hello and welcome to You Awakening. Thank you for joining us tonight. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, here with our special guest, Carol Ann and Selmo. And we have quite a show lined up for you tonight. But first, please join me in welcoming Carol Ann back to You Awakening. Carol Ann, it's so good to have you back.
Jacqueline, you're an angel. Thank you so much for having me back. We are going to have a super fun show tonight.
Really, yes, we are.
Get this baby rolling. We've been talking about some of the fun stuff that we can bring to our listeners, and I'm really excited about tonight because it's a little woo-woo, but a lot of fun.
Yes, I have to say that we had a nice conservative program all planned for you and then decided, what fun would that be? So we decided to play a little bit tonight, so we're hoping that you're game.
I'm so excited.
Carol Ann, I know a number of our listeners know you and know your story, but some don't. So I'm wondering if we can begin by hearing just a little about, you know, what led you to the discoveries you're about to share this evening.
Well, here's where it started, Jacqueline. Basically, I was a young mom with two toddlers and diapers and got very sick with about 22 autoimmune diseases, and I had 14 surgeries, just nonstop drama with my physical body. And basically, the doctors sent me home, you know, to get my affairs in order, and, you know, basically told me I was going down the tubes. So with that said, I had some shaking up, and in the duration of shaking up, I made a big decision in my life to look at some other approaches. And with those approaches, I was able to really bring in all aspects of myself, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual. And I'll tell you what, it shifted my life, and I became well very, very rapidly and decided that I wanted to bring out some of the things that I discovered to other people who were not just feeling physically sick the way that I was, but also having some emotional, some mental, or some spiritual crisis in their life. So I put together a wonderful technique to just help other people on their way so they can feel as awesome as I feel now. And in that duration, some really fun, neat little things occurred, and we're going to kind of go down the rabbit hole a bit tonight and stir some things up. So how does that sound?
Well, this is a wonderful community, and I just think that we've got a number of people who are game for that. So take us down the rabbit hole. Go ahead.
Okay. So a few of the things that we're going to discuss tonight is we're going to discuss how some of the other energies, rather than just the subconscious programming, but how some of the other things affect our lives in a very, very big way. And we're going to talk a bit about some spirits. And I'm not going to go down the dark, scary side of spirits, because what a lot of people don't know is that most spirits are not here to do us harm. They're actually here to help us. And there's a lot of spiritual healing that goes with that. And I'm going to kind of just bring in a story before we move on to some of the other topics, such as how the ancestors play a role and, you know, even some of the programming that's out there through the wires. And I want to talk about a story because it's really dear to my heart, about the way that healing can come in so many different ways. So when I first started my journey, Jacqueline, this is pre getting sick. So I'm going to go back step a little bit through time. And when I really didn't know how to put, you know, two and two together in the spiritual realm. And I was about 18, 19 years old. And I decided that I was just going to take a little rest before my next shift at work. And I was lying in my bed and I had this really strange feeling, this sensation in my body. And it left me feeling almost a bit paralyzed. And I started to kind of what some people might say an out-of-body experience, where I was slowly lifting out of my body and I could see my body. It was really weird. And I felt kind of paralyzed. So it was very scary to me because I didn't know what was happening. And now I know that my consciousness was separating from the physical body. And so I sat in this state for a while, and it scared me, and I jerked myself away because I'm like, what is this? And I wasn't really sure what it was, and so I kind of left it alone, didn't really want to talk about it with anyone. And about 3 days later, I, again, just lay down to relax. I wasn't falling asleep. I wasn't dreaming. I was just relaxing, and I guess this would be, you know, part of what some people would consider meditation, but at that time I didn't really know what it was. And I opened my eyes, and in front of me I saw this this guy, and he was probably in his mid-20s. And there was a part of me that was scared because there's somebody in my room. And when I realized that it wasn't a physical body, but it was more like a form, I decided to just ask, what are you doing here? And he started to tell me that he was what we consider an in-betweener. And I'm like, what the heck is an in-betweener? Had no idea what that meant. And he went through in detail telling me how some people, after they have a sudden death, they kind of hover in a way around people that they love to try to communicate with them before they completely go over. Kind of some of the unsaid communication that they want to relay to some loved ones, and that they look around for people that can help communicate those stories to people or those messages to people. And we've heard a lot about that. You know, there's all kinds of shows on TV now that explain a lot of it, and you have the medium, I believe, and she's Long Island medium. We have all these different people out there that are conveying these messages, and this is a long time before these shows became popular. So I decided to tell my roommate about it, and she said, oh my gosh, you've got to read this book that I'm reading. And she handed me a book, Many Lives, Many Masters. And so I started reading that book, and I got a really good insight as to, wow, there's a lot going on here that I'm just not quite understanding. So that really kind of turned me on. But then as life catches us, we kind of go back into our regular everyday play, where we kind of put that to the side and move on. So through my awakening that happened, you know, a few years after that through illness, unfortunately, I had some really interesting things happen. As many of you know, that part of my big awakening to healing myself was through a near-death experience. And it wasn't as flashy as a lot of other people have. They have some really cool stories, and mine isn't as flashy. I was handed a bag of gems and didn't know what to do with them. Little did I know that as I started to heal myself, I opened up a doorway to intuition, and I got back to the true self that I think the universe was trying to lead me to well before. I just wasn't catching it, right? So there's that blonde thing. So I was playing, and that's to be funny, by the way, and I was playing around with it a little bit, learning, you know, some of the ins and outs of the spirit world because it was very interesting to me. And I found out that the spirit world plays a very large part in helping us navigate through life. And sometimes we don't realize how that affects us. We go through life and we'll hear little whispers or get little nudges and not realize that there's communication going on from many, many different realms. Some of it actually pops up in our DNA just when we're supposed to, and other aspects are really coming from the spirit world. And one of the things that really taught me about this was a few years back, I had gone on a mini vacation with my husband, and we were in this big, beautiful, gorgeous hotel. And both of us completely exhausted from working and children and whatnot. And it turned out that they didn't have any king-size beds. They only had 2 queen-size beds. So we looked at each other and we're like, oh, we get our own beds. Hardly romantic people, okay? Hardly romantic. But being able to sprawl out and have your own bed with no kids and no pets, you know, it was like, this is real vacation. Okay, so I fell asleep, and I was awakened by this voice, and I heard this voice say, Carolyn, and I was like, what? And so I kind of shook myself awake, and I looked over, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, my husband's not even in bed with me. You know when you kind of forget that you're sleeping? So I'm like, oh, that was weird. So I fell back asleep, and I get this tap on my shoulder. It's like, Carolyn. And I look up, and there is this guy that I recognized, but I didn't know that well. And his name was Chris. And I remembered I had worked with him years and years and years before. And I said, what are you doing here? And he said, I need you to contact my family. And I was like, I don't really know you that well. I don't really know your family that well. And I know that you passed on a couple of years back, but I don't really know you. So you can go now. And he didn't go away. So he asked me if I could please communicate something. So I'm exhausted. I reach over at the night table and grab the hotel pen and pad of paper, and I jot down some messages that he had for the family. And then I started to lay back down, and he woke me up again. He's like, don't forget, you really have to contact my family. So I went ahead and I looked on Facebook to find, you know, maybe a family member linked to him. And I left a message through his Facebook, hoping that somebody was still monitoring his Facebook after his departure. I text messaged a friend of mine who I knew this guy very well, and I said, this is the craziest thing. He came to me, he gave messages he wanted for his girlfriend, for his mother, for his sister. And I said, so that's all I'm going to do because I'm on vacation now. So I just wanted to let somebody know. And I left a message on Facebook, and I left it alone. Well, she didn't leave it alone. And she ended up calling up and trying to find out where his girlfriend was. And the woman who answered the phone said, you're never going to believe this, but she's here visiting me. She just came in last night from Kentucky. And I was like, what? So she called me back right away to tell me. And she said, you're never going to believe it. She's back from Kentucky, and she wants to talk to you. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to talk to anyone. She goes, can she come meet you for lunch? And I thought, oh, this is crazy. So she met me at my office in between my clients, and I sat down, and I relayed the messages. And she broke down in tears, and she said, I have been looking forever to find someone who could get in contact with him. And I thought, well, listen, I didn't sign up for this, but this is what happened. And she had this amazing healing. She ended up contacting the family. They called me up. I relayed the messages to them. I'm a nobody to the family, and now I'm a big somebody because I was able to give them closure about the death of their child. So sometimes we don't realize that things come up with us that are very scary, that we feel like we probably shouldn't talk about. And I want to let everyone in the audience know that when these things happen to you, that you're not crazy, it's very real. And how does it affect you? So I thought, geez, how does this affect me? And where is this going? Well, it wasn't long after that I had an injury, and I was looking for some help. And he came back to me, and he said, I would like to do a healing with you. And I thought, this is really crazy. And he said, you did what I asked of you, and I want to return that blessing. And so I sat in silence for 10 minutes while he did an amazing healing on me. And it was absolutely beyond beautiful. And it changed me, and it changed that family. And I just want to really bring that story to everyone to let you know that we all have the ability, if we're just quiet, not everyone's going to come knocking at your door. I don't mean to scare you that way. But to listen to some of the things that are going on with us that we don't understand, and they can turn around and become a big blessing. One of the things that he told me during the healing was that I had some ancestral DNA that had occurred in the wound that I had encountered. And he said that it went back several years back when I had a boat propeller cut my leg, which did happen, and it went all the way to the bone. And he said, when you go into that state of shock, it will release and open up some of the patterns in your DNA that are dormant. And I thought, this is something very interesting. Now, I had already taken some of the approaches in the HEAL technique, but never really went down the rabbit hole with it. And so with that, I started realizing how big of a play the ancestors are in some of the patterns that we go through in our everyday life. So it was a big awakening for me, and I thought maybe tonight we can go through an ancestral healing with the audience.
Sure, I think that would be a great idea. And I'd love to encourage audience feedback if you have any questions, would like to participate more actively, please just use your webcast page to send those along. Is that something that you're ready to do now?
If you have some questions right now before we start this, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So this is going to be a lot of fun. So what I realized and how I go about the HEAL technique and the work that I do is to always make sure that we're in our heart space. Because our minds can take us into places that sometimes don't benefit us. And there's a lot of fear when we start going into different states of consciousness, different realms, different dimensions. And when we get there, a lot of people say, okay, what do I do next? And where do I go from here? So I'm going to invite everyone on this call to, we're going to do a little playtime where we can really connect with an ancestor who may play a very, very large role in some of the patterns we have in our life. So what I'm going to start off with is just finding something that's going on in your life right now. And I feel like everyone, just so you know, everyone who's on this call, I can feel it, all the different ancestors that are taking part in this right now. Some of our ancestors that take a part, we may not even recognize or know, but we're really going to go into the feeling of it so that we can connect with them and get some of the answers that we're looking for to help us along the way. So how does that sound, Jacqueline?
It sounds great. I muted myself so that I would be quiet as you took people into the practice.
Okay. So, Jacqueline, I'd love to ask you to go through this with us to kind of get your feedback as we move through this journey, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Excellent. So here's what I'm going to have everyone do. We're going to start off by taking a few deep, deep breaths. And these breaths that we take, we're going to breathe in the nose and out the mouth. And it's just to get us nice and settled. And I just want to remind the audience that if you're driving or cooking or doing something active, this is a time where you really want to be comfy and relaxed and not have a lot of disturbances that are going to interfere with you. If you have your cell phone with you, if you could just put it on speaker mode or put some earphones in, this is a good time to do that. So I'm going to give everybody a chance to do that. And also, you may want to grab a pen and a paper just to jot a few things down along the way. What's really interesting is you can go in and out of these states of consciousness in just a second's time. So it's not a deep meditative state. We're so cool as human beings. We change states every time we have a question and an answer. We switch brainwave states. So we're going to be able to reach into some of the deeper states of consciousness, kind of come back out and go back in. But the easiest way to get into a very deep state of consciousness very quickly is through your breath and through visualization. And for some of you, you may have difficulty seeing. So I'm going to invite you just to go ahead and close your eyes and place your hands on your heart, both of your hands right on your heart. It doesn't matter which one is on top of the other, but just kind of glue them in there, because our arms are extensions of our heart, and it makes a beautiful feedback loop just to really get in touch with our heart. And I'm just going to have you pretend. If you don't see anything, it's okay. Just pretend that you do. I'd like for you to imagine that you can see in the center of your brain a little marble. Right in the center of your brain. And I want you to imagine that there's a color associated with that marble. And we're going to take that little marble and we're going to just drop it right down into the center of your heart. And a nice, cozy little spot in the center of your heart. And we're going to watch it glow. And I want you to imagine that there's this big bubble surrounding that marble, keeping it nice and safe and nice and warm. And we're gently going to take our fingertips and we're going to start tapping right on our heart space. And we're going to breathe in the nose and out the mouth. So let's do this together. We're going to breathe in the nose, nice and deep, fill your lungs, and tap, and then breathe out the mouth. We're going to breathe in unconditional love, and then breathe out, and we're going to expand that color all throughout your chest, breathing in and breathing out. We're going to do it 5 more times. In, just relaxing your body, and out. And now allow that beautiful light to spread through your body, breathing in and out. Breathing in and breathing out. Let's do 3 more breaths, really deep now. Breathing in, keep tapping. Now push the air out 2 more times. Breathing in and out. And just quiet that mind, focusing on the color. Breathing in and let it all go. And while you're looking at the beautiful light inside of your body, I want you to imagine that it's starting to form hundreds of thousands of little tiny bubbles. Little tiny bubbles throughout your whole body. And the little tiny bubbles are going to multiply until they form a big, beautiful sphere around your body. And we're going to set the intention to infiltrate all of those bubbles with unconditional, infinite love. And we're going to stay in our heart space, relaxing your hands, lying them safely back on your heart. And just control your breath and witness all of those little bubbles forming that big, beautiful sphere. And now we're going to start to infiltrate some colors. We're going to bring in some white, some pink, some blue. And we're going to scan your body. And I want you just to focus in anywhere on your body where you may find discoloration, some darker colors, some colors that look mucky, and find that space in your body. It could be in your head, in your chest, in your tummy. Or you could be perfectly clear. There doesn't have to be anything dark. But if there is, I want you to take note of it. And when you locate that area where you feel like the energy is stuck, I want you to identify the emotion. The emotion to the stuck energy. And when you identify that feeling, I want you to feel into it and notice if it's an old feeling or a new feeling. And I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. And when I get to the number one, I want you to listen, sense, hear, or maybe even see a number in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And whatever number pops up, just make a note. You can either write it down or just make a mental note of that number. And I want you to imagine that from your heart space, there's a big, long cord. And whatever number that you heard, I want you to imagine that that number represents the number back of generations that this feeling originated. And Jacqueline, I want you to tell me, what number did you get?
3. 3.
So I want you, Jacqueline, if you wouldn't mind, just to kind of play a part of this with me and tell me, when you go back 3 generations, I want you to feel in the audience as well, does the energy feel masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
And does it feel like it comes from your mom's side or your dad's side?
I'm not sure.
So we're going to take a few deep breaths. So let's breathe in the nose and out the mouth. So let's do in real deep and out. Breathing in and out. Now breathe in and gently release it. And tell me, do you have a sense or a feeling if this female energy is from your mom's side or your dad's side?
It was masculine energy, and it's from my father's side. And that's the message that came first. But I felt it was too quick and easy, so I needed to go deeper.
Oh, yeah, it comes in very quickly. So what we're going to do is we're going to connect with that ancestor. And everybody's going to get a little bit of a different answer. And what I want you to do is we're just going to pretend. This is just a pretending experiment that we're doing. I want you to just kind of walk us a little bit through what you're experiencing, Jacqueline, with me, if you wouldn't mind. And as you bring that ancestor forward, I would like for you to ask that ancestor, this feeling, this emotion that you're feeling deep inside of you, what was the root cause that brought that emotion to that energy, to that ancestor? And I just want you to pretend that he can tell you what is happening. And if you wouldn't mind sharing that.
Seems that it was an economic downturn in England and a fear of being able to support the family.
Mm-hmm.
And just in general, the conditions of the times, that it was uncertain times.
Perfect. So I would like for you to just imagine that you can ask that man if he would like a healing today. And by healing himself, it's going to go all the way through the lineage and do a healing for you. And just gently ask him, great. And those of you in the audience, if you could just do the same. And if for some reason you're feeling like you're getting a no, I want you to gently let that ancestor know that this healing will free him or her, and it will help your family greatly. And then ask again. And what we're going to do is we're going to imagine that all of us on this call can join our energies together to do a really big group healing for all of these ancestors So all of this energy will completely transform everyone in the group. There's so many different emotions, and this can be very, very powerful for all of us. So I want you to imagine that you can see that ancestor in front of you. And with love and gratitude, we're going to do an amazing healing. So we're going to get back into the energy of our heart space. And we're going to feel the love. Just allow the love and the gratitude just to start flowing from us through that cord, back through all those times, all that DNA into their heart. And we're going to do a very, very deep breath. And when we do this breath, we're going to allow it to release from us so it can release from them. And every breath that we do, we're going to do together. And you're going to want to be seated because we're going to do a very, very deep, powerful breath. We're going to breathe in and out 13 times in the mouth and out the nose. So we're going to do this together. So Jacqueline, if you wouldn't mind joining in, we're going to all just imagine holding hands together and let's breathe in the mouth and out the nose. In and out. Really deep in and out. Fill your lungs in. Now push it out. In the mouth and out the nose. In, really letting that beautiful love go through that cord and out. Breathing in and out. In and out. You're all doing so great. In and out. In and out, breathing in and out. Now power it up, intensify in and push it out. Four more, in and out. Three more, in and out. Two more, in and out. Now this last one, breathe in and hold it and just feel that love, that connection and gratitude and that healing power as you share it with your ancestor and with the whole group as a collective. And feel that love transform that intense emotion that you had inside of your own body and just watch it as it clears and neutralizes all of that energy within you. And it clears and neutralizes the energy of the ancestor and then of the whole entire group. So let's be with that for just a moment. And then very slowly return yourself back into your heart space. And I want you to go back through and scan your body. And Jacqueline, I'm going to use you again, if you wouldn't mind, if you would just let us know when you go back to that initial feeling that you were having of congestion in your body. What are you experiencing now?
It does feel more clear.
And I'd like you just to imagine or pretend that you can see that ancestor in front of you. And I want you to just pretend that they have a message for you. And if you wouldn't mind sharing that message, Jacqueline.
Well, I did actually identify the person, and it made tremendous sense. And at first I thought, oh, I must have it wrong because it was a masculine energy on the masculine side of the family. And it was really my paternal grandmother's father. And I saw a vision of being in Great Britain and a time where there was increasing unrest and strife, and his fear of what was happening and for his family was what prompted the decision to move to the United States. And so it was actually really quite specific. And he said that his message was for everyone. And it was about not being afraid, not being scared. You know, no matter the times, no matter what change may be appearing, no matter how out of control you might feel, or concerns that you might have for your, you know, your future, you know, especially your loved ones, your family, to not be afraid.
Wow, that is beautiful.
And that he's speaking from a place now that he didn't know in his physical life, of knowing we're all one and we're all spirit and all is divine and in divine order.
Wow, that is beautiful. I'm going to invite the audience to share some of their experience as well. And I want to thank all of these ancestors for showing up with us tonight so that we could do a really beautiful group healing for everyone. And I can tell you in my own heart, I can feel a tremendous amount of love. And some of you can probably feel a little bit of a tingly or a lightness about you that you didn't have before this. And it's so profound when we just take a moment to connect and we just kind of trace it back by getting into our heart space and allowing a healing, how fast it is for us to be able to not only transform ourselves, but to transform some of our ancestors that may have a little difficulty where they are as well. So sometimes what we perceive as everything being so easy and so perfect on the other side, there are different levels and layers to being on the other side, as I learned back when I was 19, that there's so many what I call in-betweeners, and there's a profound effect that they have on us and some of the experiences that we are actually going through in our own lives. And by connecting to that, it's a gentle way to release some of the patterns and some of the emotions that we have. There's so many different ways to go through healings, and this is just one way, but it is so profound as you just experience. And it's very easy. It's not difficult, and each and every one of us can do that. And as you start to relax into this and realize it's not scary, it really does free you up and get you more into a heart-based energy, where when we see other people going through trying times in their life, we realize that it may not just be them, that there might be something going on in their lineage and their DNA that is affecting them at this specific time. And what's really unique about this, Jacqueline, is that this is one of the ways that we can connect and help other people heal. We can imagine or pretend to connect to some of their ancestors and do a few deep breaths and really release some things. And it is absolutely amazing the shifts and the changes that you can see in your loved ones immediately just by going through some of these exercises. And they don't even have to be present for it. This is something that you can do on your own to help some of the people that you care about. So it's a really nice, easy way to go through a healing. And yes, it's a little bit woo-woo, a little bit different, but it's so easy, and it's life-changing. So there's some other aspects tonight that I kind of wanted to go through and explain to the audience, which is really fun, to kind of change things up a bit. But first, I want to invite anyone who would like to share an experience to be able to bring that to the audience.
Yes, and let me just explain how to do that. If you're on the phone and you'd like to comment, just press star 2, and that raises your hand, and I'll see you and be able to call on you. And if you're listening by webcast, all you need to do is go to the little box, you know, at the bottom, and where it says Q&A or comments, and just write in your question. And if you're hesitant about saying your name, you know, just give us your first name, or, you know, on the webcast, it can even just be incoming, and you don't need to identify yourself at all. So we honor your privacy. If you don't choose to share, we understand, and we'll honor that. So let's give that a moment before moving on, seeing if there would anyone who'd like to step forward. May I say just a little bit more?
Absolutely.
Carol Ann?
Yes.
I really saw a stream of quite a bit of specific things, and I saw that my great-grandfather reached out and healed something with my grandmother and coming to an understanding of something that I know that happened in her childhood that was quite traumatic, you know, and made her feel kind of unimportant.
Wow.
You know, not considered. And I saw that shift, and then I saw it moving through generations. I also saw it moving backwards, like earlier in time. Do you think that that is possible?
It's absolutely possible. In fact, usually what happens, Jacqueline, is when we start to identify with some of these emotions and patterns, and especially when I go through in depth some more of the actual, the whole part of the heal technique, what happens is many ancestors will show up for the healing. They hear it, and they look so hard to find a way to communicate with us. And until we can quiet our mind and allow ourselves to feel into it, do we recognize how many of them are willing and able to come through and to work with us in many, many dynamic ways. You know, a spirit never dies. It only transforms. You know, the death is really of the physical human body. And even that transforms into another energy as well. That's another topic. But going into the personality of each and every one of us, we have a very distinct personality that goes with us lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And it is very easy to connect to that energy, as you all just experienced. And so when you start connecting with these ancestors, what happens is they usually come through in bundles, because we do have a soul family that we generally travel together with. And many times we like to incarnate with the same family members at the same time. And when you have some that are very close, they'll stay with that family member until they have the proper healing. So we don't realize in our physical form how much healing we can do for our entire lineage. Here's the most profound part that I love. When I do these types of healings, they don't just affect me and my ancestors. They go forward in time, and they help to release patterns in my children and in my future grandchildren and so on. And this isn't stuck at one certain level. There's many people that believe that it only goes 7 generations back or 7 generations forward. Well, it's kind of like if you drop a pebble in a nice glassy pool of water, you can see the ripple effect that happens. And it keeps going out further and further and further, and that wave continues even past what we can see with the physical eye. So even though we can, you know, harness the energy of some of the ancestors that come through, what we don't recognize and realize is that there's a healing that's moving through our DNA into everyone who's connected. It's going through not just our immediate family, but it's going through cousins and aunts and uncles. So it's a big, beautiful effect. And it goes back to that feeling of we're all connected. And we can do real big shifts with something so simple as this. So I feel like it's a real profound healing for people to be able to do. And as you all witnessed, it's so simple. So I'd like to kind of move on. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, we have some questions, but no sharing, no brave souls willing to share what happened during that exercise that Carol Ann just shared with us. So why don't we move forward?
Okay, great. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like for everyone to kind of take another turn. When I work with my clients, I ask them three questions always. And when they come and they say, oh, I have this going on or that going on, I always want to ask them, is it yours, is it someone else's, or is it something else? And sometimes it can be something else, and it's not something else, meaning it's, their dog that's affecting them so much. Sometimes there's some programming going on out there that we're not aware of, and it can come through in a form of mild hypnosis. And being a hypnotist myself, I can kind of spot out some of the different things that are going on with us all the time in the way that we think and function and operate. And any of you that know the work that I do, my job is to get you to a place where you have expanded consciousness. And we are limited in the way that we think sometimes due to the programming that's going on in our actual televisions and our radios. And it's not that people are doing it intentionally all the time. And yes, there is some intentional. And we're going to play with that a little bit. But there's some of it that we get to go into our subconscious minds and recognize that we have these little on and off switches. And in some of the subconscious, when we go into the deeper levels, we find that we make decisions to accept or deny some of the things that are brought into our reality. And one of the big things that I work with are a lot of teenagers, Jacqueline, and they have a lot of insecurities about their physical bodies. And quite frankly, if I'm being very honest, I think most people do. And I started studying it to find out what are the exact patterns that people are replaying and replaying. And I go through a sequence of emotions, the emotions that they feel. So, for instance, if they're feeling insecure, what's the emotion attached to that? And perhaps it's fear or perhaps it's sadness. And then there's an emotion underneath that, an emotion underneath that. And I like to look at patterns and to see what people have as far as insecurities that are relevant to each other. So there's certain vibrational matches that you'll see in certain patterns in which those emotions go. So if we were to say, when you look at yourself in the mirror, how does it make you feel when I'm working with some insecure children? And they're going to give me a very specific pattern. So first they feel sad, and underneath that it's worry, and underneath that it's disappointment, and we kind of go through this pattern of layers and layers of the actual feelings that they're experiencing. And when we go through those layers, we find out the deep programming, because that programming is actually embedded into the physical body. And the physical body is saying, hey, I'm here for a reason, but I'm running this program because you made a decision in your subconscious to keep self-sabotaging yourself. So I'm not going to change, and I'm not going to allow you to see me differently because you accepted this belief system. When I started doing some research, I started finding out that there's a big program out there for women to basically look like a 14-year-old boy with boobs. And it's very difficult for us to all look like that. But if you open up any magazines and if you look on television, you know, the hottest of the hottest, you know, they have these super fab bodies. And so there's a lot of deep programming, and it's just gone through the psyche. It's just through our sense of seeing and identifying with them and feeling like that's what we're supposed to be. And we take that on, and we don't even realize that that's not the way a human being is actually supposed to be, but that's what is mass marketed. And the rabbit hole goes deeper and deeper and deeper into what do you want to buy? What do you want to purchase? And it goes into how you spend your money. And then we have, you know, we have surveillance by everything that you're typing into your computer. And it's showing up these advertisements everywhere you go. And it's kind of giving you some programming in there. So how do you find out whether what you're accepting to be true and these feelings that you're having are even yours or not even organically yours? And that's where we go into the deeper layers of programming. And at one point or another, every single one of us have been programmed, and we've accepted that programming in our subconscious levels. And that program, if it's not part of our soul path, could sometimes be what I call a pocket, where we sit inside of, it's kind of like a roundabout where you keep spinning around and around and around, and you replay the pattern over and over and over, and pretty soon we have built it into our system so much that that blockage that we're running in that program shows up into our mental, giving us the what ifs and what about, really shoving that fear into our bodies and not feeling good enough. When really our bodies want to be as pure and wonderful as they can possibly be, as healthy as they can be, because really our physical bodies are here to mutate human beings. They really want to be able to move past that. So it's as simple as being able to identify that program and that pattern that we decided at one point or another in our life to accept or not accept. Some of these patterns are brought into us through different means. We've got some pretty interesting things going on out there. We have radio waves that are sending different frequencies throughout our body, which I'm sure has been discussed on, or discussed on your show before. That was not
yes.
a pun, but
mm-hmm.
but there's ways to remove those layers, and it's as easy as going back into your heart space and identifying those feelings that you have and being able to breathe those out, to bring consciousness to those patterns. And as soon as you bring consciousness to them, they completely disappear. So those are some of the fun things that we do. So not only do we bring in the aspects of the spirits and bring in the aspects of the ancestors, but we can also bring in the aspects of some of the other deeper programming that's going on around us that we're not necessarily conscious of. And when we
identify
those.
And can that be done with
those,
the same breath that you led us through before, the 13 deep breaths?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's in through the mouth and out through the nose, is that correct?
Well, it's pretty interesting. There are actually different breaths for different types of healing, but I will tell you that whenever you have emotional things going on, you're going to want to breathe in the mouth and out the nose 13 times and hold that last breath. If you're having some mental, and let's talk about mental for a minute so we're all real clear. The mental aspect is when you're doing a lot of questioning, when you're having a lot of anxiety, a lot of racing thoughts. Or if you're in a story, you replay the same story over and over and over. And what if I could have done this differently? And what if I could have done that differently? When you're replaying those, that tells me immediately that you're running what I call a synthetic program, meaning that this isn't your organic self to be caught in that loop or in that cul-de-sac or in that pocket. This is a synthetic program that was brought to you into your subconscious, and somehow you decided to take it in as your own. And it can literally drive people crazy. That would be a mental aspect. And you'd want to do in the nose and out the nose for that breath to release that anxiety. Now let's say that it's even deeper than that, to a place where you just can't identify any piece of it whatsoever. It's not even giving you racing thoughts. It's just giving you a sense of blah, like your life is meaningless. And that would be more of a spiritual crisis. And in that spiritual place, I would recommend doing a breath in the nose and out the mouth. Now, this is even more interesting. If you're experiencing physical pain, if you're having physical pain, you'll want to do in the mouth and out the mouth, because that releases all of the charge in the physical body. Now, one of the things that you can do while you're going through this is you just identify, is this something that I'm aware of? If you're completely unaware, but you realize that you're in a rut or you're in some sort of turmoil in your life, you can just see, am I feeling and experiencing physical pain? And use a mouth-mouth breath. Am I feeling emotionally drained? Am I feeling sad? Am I feeling fearful? Then you'll want to do that mouth-nose breath. Now, if you're feeling like you're having those racing thoughts, or you just can't stop worrying and worrying and worrying, you'll want to use that nose-nose. And then if you just simply have no feeling whatsoever and you're dull and you feel like you're at the end of your rope, you'll want to use that nose-mouth breath. The most important thing that you do, just so you know, is you can't mess anything up. If you do the wrong breath, it's okay. You're going to get there, guys. You're going to get there. What you want to do is you want to bring in enough oxygen, and you want to set your intention. But even more importantly, you really want to be in your heart space. And, you know, what's so nice is that, you know, we have a special offer tonight. And in that special offer, it actually walks you step by step in a much, much deeper level of how you can release deep patterns that go through. And here's the beautiful thing. They automatically go through and clear out the ancestral. They clear out that DNA. They automatically go through and clear some of the energy that you've accepted. And you don't even have to know where, when, why, or how that energy was ever brought to you. But I will tell you that it'll identify some of the memories that are attached to it. And when you clear some of those deep memories that come up with that very specific pattern, your life becomes very different and very interesting in a beautiful way, to where you go from a very limited perspective of playing those same patterns over and over again to an expanded awareness where you're able to start to see things, what I call on the bright side, because you're actually able to allow more light in, more information in, and you're able to filter and discern better and make better choices in the future. It starts to retrain your subconscious so that you no longer are taking in these self-sabotaging emotions and patterns that come in that literally drive us crazy. So it's a beautiful thing, and I'm really excited to be able to bring not only this special treat of going through some of these different exercises and healings that we did tonight, but a very, very special offer for this audience tonight.
Why don't we talk about that a little bit? Because I know that we added some wonderful pieces.
Okay. So I wanted to add a really fun piece that I haven't added before. First and foremost, let me go here. The special offer that I have has the new and updated heal technique. That's not even on my own website. I brought it to you first, Jacqueline.
We thank you.
So this one is actually even more simple. It gets even more clear. It's out of the story. It brings you step by step through finding your deep pattern, through finding what breath to take. And it's simple because you can ask your body and your body will actually respond and give you a lot of the answers. So if you're feeling like you have difficulty really getting inside of the body and feeling those emotions, this gives you the shortcuts to being able to identify them. What I actually added on top of that wonderful heal technique, which, by the way, gives you an entire client sheet, the one that I use step by step with my clients, but I put in there these fun audios that you can go through, and I call it the training wheels to awakening. And this training wheels that I bring to you, this enlightenment, this awakening, gives you some really fast 10, 15, 20 minutes of step-by-step different ways that you can calibrate your own energy to see where you're at, because a lot of times we think we know, but remember, our conscious mind only knows about 8 to 10% of what our subconscious mind is holding. So we have to be able to get into that subconscious in order to identify those patterns. And this gives you some step-by-step, real easy, fun ways, not only to discover where you're vibrating at with some of the things that are happening in your current life that you don't understand, but it gives you steps to develop your intuition and really allow this intuition to work for you. Gives you a place where you can, you know, really practice getting into your heart space. And I'll tell you, if you let your heart guide you, you're never, ever, ever going to have any regrets or wonders of, geez, I wonder if I was in the right place at the right time, or I wonder if I should have said that, or I wonder if I should have done that. You won't ever have any shame or regret, and you really learn how to let go of that resentment. Now, another fun thing you get to learn is you get to learn how to channel.
Can I just insert one little comment here?
Sure.
Because we've got a pretty advanced audience, people who've really been committed to the spiritual growth and spiritual path. So I just want to say, when we say training the wheels, A, we don't mean to be condescending. And that's not a reflection of how much depth or level of background, you know, insinuating that it might not be that deep. What we're really talking about, Carol Ann's just using a fun term, but what she's really referencing was the idea that so many of her techniques are quick, simple, effective, permanent, and can be playful and can be used playfully. And that's what she's really talking about.
Absolutely. Thank you for defining that, because it's a lot of fun to be able to express to people that this is by no means, I'm not a person who believes in levels. I don't believe that, you know, one person is at a higher level than another person. I believe that we're just having different experiences play out in our life at different times. You know, we're all souls. We all come here to experience the physical, and we're all here acting, communicating, interacting with one another. And this is just a fun way for us to be able to get into it in a smooth, easy way. I call it the training wheels, and here's why. There's a lot of people that are afraid of the word advanced. So I wanted to make it light and fun. And when I see people, you know, especially children, for instance, you know, learning how to ride a bike, it's a little bit different than some of the other programs that people have, you know, taken on in their lives. This is a deprogramming process. This is freeing you. So you'll be taking those training wheels off right away within the first couple steps. It's just a different way and a playful way for you to be able to get in touch with some of the more advanced aspects of yourself. In fact, you learn how to remote view intuitively, go into your human body and identify and even talk to different body parts that you have, just to kind of get a real good feel for the different energies inside of your own physical body. And a lot of people don't know that you can talk to your body and your body can talk back to you. And it's as easy as just quieting your mind and going within. But these are some step-by-steps for those of you who go, okay, I quieted my mind, now what do I do? And it's nice to have a little bit of guidance. By all means, there's many, many, many different ways to get to the same place. But these are some interactive ways for you to be able
and,
to.
And when you guide us and lead us, it's so much, and hold the space for it, it's so much easier than if you were just sitting in your armchair and wondering if you were doing it right.
And just to let everyone know, there is no such thing as wrong. Everything that I teach is just a foundation. And I encourage everyone to take it into their own path and incorporate it in what they are already doing and what they are already experiencing on their enlightenment path as well. So it's a beautiful way for you just to add some more tools to your tool belt and make it fun and easy with such profound results. So those are some of the fun things. One of the other things that you get to play with is learning how to clear some heavy energy or what people might consider negative energy in some of their surroundings, so perhaps their house. You know, we can do this without sage, even though I love my sage. I feel like that, you know, we are so much more powerful than we give ourselves credit for, and we're always looking to other people to be able to do that, or certain tools, and I love tools. I have lots and lots of playful tools, but we ultimately are the most powerful tool that we have, and we have a vessel to be able to, you know, use these different activations through and channel our energy through that makes monumental differences in the way that we experience our life. And as we start to open up these channels, it pops open some of these really fun codes that we have sitting dormant inside of our DNA that lead us to faster, quicker, easier results. So I just wanted to share that. There's also a few extra bonuses that I included, which are reclaiming your soul fragments. And each and every one of us, we dropped a few of those off. Some places we are happy to, and some places we are not. So it's
and that's a process that when you accomplish it successfully makes a really huge difference.
Yeah.
To reclaim yourself.
Yeah, it's
in your
it's
fullness.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. It feels good, and it is profound. The other thing that I added in there was some of the soul chords. So we played with a little bit of soul chords tonight by connecting ourselves with some of our loved ones. Sometimes we have chords to other energies that we're not so happy about that can make us feel heavy. They can give us, you know, some unpleasant dreams or some unpleasant feelings. And it's a real fast 15-minute cord clearing that I feel like we can do often. So what's nice about this package is it lets people be able to replay when they need it in their life. So if we need something quick, you can just, you know, oh, let's do a 5-minute clearing, let's do a 10-minute clearing. And when you want to go into the deeper levels, you'll have that whole entire heal technique that walks you step by step through the whole entire process. And then there's another package that we added to it, Jacqueline, thanks to you, and we're really playing with this one. We added a one-on-one session where we're going to go through some really deep perspectives as to how the subconscious is organizing and how you can benefit through eliminating and neutralizing some of the heavy charges that you have stuck. And what happens is you start to actually build new neural pathways. It's all about neuroplasticity and growing new all your new neural pathways. And they start in the heart center. And when they start to reach out from that heart center and incorporate themselves into your decision-making process, it gives you a whole lot more options. And I think that we all want to bring some new ideas and some new options to the table. And this is a super easy way to go through it. In fact, I had a gal last week who came in, and she wanted to boost up her sales at work. She said, you know, I'm only pulling 3 or 4 sales, and my coworkers are pulling 10. And I said, well, how many do you want? She said, well, I would like 10. I said, hey, why not 15? And she looked at me crooked-eyed and said, there's no way I could get 15 sales. I'm so low on the totem pole. And yesterday I got a text message, and she got 16 sales in 1 week. So there's so many ways to use this and implement it in your life. You can use it to manifest things and to open up some of these places inside of us that we just haven't been able to reach. So I'm going to invite everyone just to take a look at it and see if it feels like something they'd like to dive into.
And personally, I'd like to really thank you for that. Everybody, I call Carol Ann my Energizer Bunny because she is so busy and so booked up with corporate clients and clients in her alternative medical practice, you know, or an association, just really, really, really booked up. And I know she's traveling soon, too. So what I asked for, and she said yes, is that we can offer this to the first 10 people who respond. She will fit in the appointment times, and I think you'll be very, very happy if you do decide to go forward with that choice.
Yeah, and that'll
so thank you, Carolyn. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jacqueline. And you're right. I'm a super busy bunny, and I love being busy. I have a, I call a dynamite job. My path, without question, was set up long before I came here. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to see all the signs that were leading me to what I was being directed mm-hmm. to way back when I was 19. But everything has been well worth the ride. I have absolutely no regrets to the experiences that I had in my health, in my personal life, because I see the bigger picture. And being able to see the bigger picture ahead of time plays a big part in the way that I make my decisions now, because I'm really able to use my intuition and to feel into, is this useful for me? Is this the way that I want to go? What else is on my buffet? So as you start to build these new neural pathways, you're going to find that you have many more options than that black and white that we're so used to following. We really get outside of the box. And I know we played a little bit with woo-woo tonight, going into some of the spiritual aspects and the ancestors and going through some of those different types of things. But you can really narrow it down and make it rather mainstream, as I do when I go into big corporations where people have no idea what energy healing is all about. You know, I'm the first person that they ever sit with that gets into their deep subconscious. And they're like, hypnosis, this, that, yada, 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 woo-woo, kookity-doo. But let me tell you, there's not a single person that hasn't said, whoa, this is life-changing. And it's not me. I empower each and every person to be able to walk through it. Each of you have your own code. I don't have your codes, and that's why I built this system, so that you could identify with what your own codes, what your own patterns are within you, so that you no longer need someone else to direct you. You can do this all by yourself, and that's what's so beautiful. But I also give people the opportunity, especially when they're first starting out with this, is to experience what it's like when we can start navigating around those different patterns and say, let's look at it from this angle and let's look at it from that angle. Maybe it is spiritual. Maybe it is more emotional, and we can dive in and clear it in that manner. So this gives everyone an opportunity to be able to do that. And don't take the exercises and healings that we did today lightly. You can always go back. I believe you do a replay, if I'm correct, Jacqueline.
Yes, we do.
And do this again as well. But the deeper layers, of course, are with the special offer. And I invite any of you that feel like this is something you're called to do to participate with that.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol Ann. And can we take a couple of questions?
Absolutely.
Okay, let me pick a couple here. And so this is last call on questions. If you'd like to ask a question, please just raise your hand with star 2 or write in through the webcast. And let me scan the questions now. Okay. We have a listener call. I just have the first initial C, and from Ohio. And he or she says some beautiful blessings to both of us. And the comment is, my heart is open and my head is so heavy. And there's a real quest to experience and to know love. And I believe it's meant in partnership. Wanting to marry, wanting to have a family, and just living life with more openness, freedom. I'm making up those words, but that's the sense that I have from what's written here. Do you have any suggestions, any guidance?
I do. In fact, being able to share your life and feel and share a profound love with someone else is something that I do at least 2-3 times a week. I have, you know, a new client who will come, or sometimes, you know, as people live their lives, some of their experiences and relationships, you know, the bonds are broken and they're looking for something new in their life. And we go into the deep layers and levels of being able to find out what is it that's stopping you from being able to have that experience. And again, sometimes it's in that DNA, sometimes it is ancestral, and it goes back past what we can consciously find. And it's about finding that pattern, bringing it to the surface, and being able to neutralize the energy that keeps it in that replay mode. And as it replays, it starts to build up more intensity. And that intensity can make your heart feel very, very heavy. Whenever we replay a pattern, it starts to manifest deeper and deeper and deeper into the physical. It takes a lot of energy for things to be able to manifest into the physical. And if I may just kind of expand on this, it usually starts in a spiritual and it goes into the mental and then into the emotional and then shows up in the physical. So whenever someone is actually experiencing physical heaviness in their heart, it looks to me as if it's a pattern that's been playing for sometimes many generations, if not several times in your own personal lifetime. And what we'll do is we'll go into looking into the past and identifying that through some light hypnosis.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'll take one more from Noli in Canada. And she says, thank you. And she says she's feeling the opening of her heart, but she's still confused about what direction to take in life. She's wondering if there's any blocks, any barriers as to why she doesn't have greater clarity. I'm paraphrasing a little bit.
That's fine. So what I'm going to do, if you don't mind, is I'm just going to take a minute and I'm just going to do a scan. Can you give me her first name again?
I believe it's she, and it's N. The first name is N-O-L-I, Noli.
Noli. Hi, Noli. Thank you for asking a question. So when I look into an energy system, and most of the time, as I stated before, I really like to bring the actual person in with me. So, Noli, if you wouldn't mind just closing your eyes, and all of you in the audience, we can all do this together. What we're going to do is, if you wouldn't mind, and let's ask her if she can respond, is see if we can't do a group healing for her to see if her heart will open up a little bit more. Let's see if we can get a response and get her permission to do so.
She hasn't responded yet in writing. I had the sense that she said yes.
Okay.
Did you get an impression, Carol Ann?
I would imagine by her question that she'd be more than willing. So what we're going to do is we're just going to hold space for her as she goes through the process, so that she can experience more of an opening in her own heart center. And what I'd like for you to do is, Noli, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to identify with the original feeling that you have in your heart. So you're feeling this opening, and this opening goes so far, and then I want you just to identify with the emotion that barricades you from being able to expand it all the way. And if you could identify that feeling, that sense of what that emotion may be. So let's just take a few deep breaths. We're going to breathe in the nose and out the mouth. In the nose and out the mouth. We're going to take one more deep breath with your hands on your heart. And I want you just to imagine yourself taking that little marble inside the center of your brain and bringing it down into your heart space. And now that you've identified that feeling that's surrounding, and it may feel like a tightness or a little bit of a trapped feeling, or even sometimes it's a zipper that kind of just is open a little bit, that's letting a little bit of it out, but you really want to let more of it out. And we're going to go here with that. I want you to just imagine or pretend that you can feel that emotion and give it a number on a scale of 0 to 10, the heavy emotion that's stopping your heart from completely opening. And it could be fear or sadness, could be disappointment, regret, shame, anxiety. It could even be anger or rage. And I want you to imagine or pretend that you can go back to the very first time that you felt that. And I'm just going to count from 5 to 1. And when I count to 1, I just want you to go into that memory. And those of you in the audience, we're just going to pretend that we can feel into the energy and feel into the memory that she's experiencing. So we're going to go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And just imagine or pretend that you're in that energy. And you're going to go into that memory. And I just want you to recognize or realize if you feel like you're alone or with someone. And around how old you are. And what is the circumstance that is going on that made you feel that emotion? And as you come into that emotion, I want you to go back in time and ask that younger self of yours if you're ready for a healing. And this is a very simple approach that you can take and everyone in the audience can take. And we're going to go back in time and appear almost as if we're an angel to that younger self. And we're going to give a blessing and a healing and neutralize that energy. And we're going to do it through a breath. And because we're looking for an emotion, we're going to breathe in the mouth and out the nose. So we're going to do this together. This time we're just going to do 9 breaths. And the reason I'm going to 9 instead of 13 is because I'm going with a younger energy of her. And it doesn't need nearly the intensity of the 13 breaths to clear it. So here we go. We're going to breathe in 9 breaths. So if you wouldn't mind everyone joining in, we're just going to do this together. Again, make sure you're sitting down. So let's breathe in the mouth, out the nose, in the mouth, and nose. Now let's pick it up a little, in and out, 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 in and hold that breath. And while you're holding that breath, I want you to watch as the energy of the love deep inside of your heart, inside of that little marble, starts to release like a big ray coming through and neutralizing all the energy of that old emotion. And gently, you can see it clearing up, feeling lighter, and allowing that heart energy to expand. And feel it throughout every cell of your body. Perfect. And I'm not sure if you can write back in, but I'd love it if you could just let the whole audience know what you're experiencing now.
And we'll give her a moment or two to do that. Let me ask you, though, in the meantime, how do you choose the number of breaths?
So I usually choose the number of breath work that we do, and actually have quite a few different patterns and a few different numbers that I use. And it's based on the circumstance. But I listen for a number that I get. So I just intuitively listen for a number. what the right number is for the breath. And each and every one of you can do that as well. If you're not sure, I always say go back to that 13. And if you're afraid of 13 with that trichodicophobia, you may want to let it go, and here's why. Everything works in a 12-step program, except when you go to a certain age. And when you get to a certain age, you can really do it in a energy of the number 9. But the number 13 is going to support you because you're going to go through your 12 steps. The 12-step program we hear in things like AA and whatnot, it actually goes back to the ancient Egyptians. They used a 12-step program, and they said that going into the 13th was a whole new level. It brought you to a whole new state of awareness. So it opens up a brand new door. And as you notice, we breathe in and we breathe out. So when we go into the polarity of the experience, we're breathing in the negative, breathing out the positive, and we're incorporating what's called a neutralization into that experience. When I say negative, I'm not looking at a negative charge like bad or evil or right or wrong. I'm actually looking at it as a charge like you would a battery, where you have a negative and a positive. And whenever you take jumper cables and you hook them up to a car, you know that you can't just plug in one side. Or even if you're clapping, you know, for someone who does a great performance, you're not just throwing one of your hands into the air. It's the two energies, the positive and the negative, that come together, or the masculine and the feminine that come together, that create an energy. And on that last, that 13th breath, you're actually holding the breath. And that is the power. That's what gives you a release of all different neurotransmitters in your brain. It actually gets pretty scientific. And it releases different elements and neurotransmitters in your brain, and they go through and they flood and release the proper electric charge into your system that neutralizes that memory that's actually attached to that component that began that feeling. And when it does, it really opens up your heart. It's truly amazing.
That's great to know. You know, and I thank you for sharing such empowering information. I know it sounds simple, yet, Carolyn, I've known you long enough and and on a personal enough level to know that the stuff really works.
It does. We're a bunch of goofy girls that like to play, and I'll tell you that I want this work to be light and easy and not so serious. And it's kind of funny because my tone is a little quiet tonight, and I'm not as wild as I usually am, but it's also very serious work in a manner that it takes your life in a whole new direction. I like to teach out of a place of play because it's a higher vibration. Easy is a high vibration. Complicated, hard, difficult, feeling like you're doing something wrong, feeling like if it's not exactly the way the instructor taught that you're not going to get it right, that's not in my cards. That's not the way I teach. I teach in a very easy, simplistic way because that's how I had such a profound healing. You know, much of the work that I incorporate into the different tools that I offer, I learn from children. They're the ones that teach me, hey, lady, I don't have all day, and I'm certainly not going to make things complicated.
The children and the executives, yes.
They are the executives because they're not as programmed as we are, and they're not as influenced as we are in a manner of taking things that are heavy and making them so serious and closing off those neurotransmitters and those neural pathways. And you know, that's what shuts down our memory. So people, when they say, oh, I'm getting older, I can't remember the way I used to remember, well, it's because there's a lot of memory in there. There's a lot of memories. And some of the very heavy, deep memories can congest us. And that slows our, that powers us down. So in order to get some of that memory back and release some of those heavy, toxic, heavily charged memories, we need to release them. We need an upgrade. So by getting to that 13th step, you know, whether you're taking 9 breaths or 13, depending on, you know, what you're sensing or feeling, you really are entering a new paradigm because you're neutralizing energy, and this goes in a very deep physical way. This isn't just happening in a spiritual way. This is changing you emotionally, mentally, and deeply in your physical body, to where your body now has a communication with your different organs, with your spine, with your, you know, your limbs. Everything in your body starts to have a flow to it, a grace to it. It's so supportive in the way that we want to have vitality and keep that youthful essence. And it does bring a very deep, playful aspect to yourself that some of us are missing. We forgot how to play. And so I build this system around play. I want us to have a good time while we go through our healing. I can't make things so serious in life because, as serious as so many things are in our lives, we forget to play. And we're here to have an experience. We get to choose how we want to experience. And I choose play. I really do. I feel like every day is a new adventure now. And I'll tell you, when I was sick, laying on a hospital bed, not knowing if I was going to make it to the next day, I craved a time, a moment where I could giggle and laugh. It felt so foreign to me. So I will tell you that I'm not going back. I'm only going forward. So, and you know, we live life, so you know, it's not just a one-time fix. You want to keep this type of a thing handy for you, because we are going to go through life challenges. We are. But what happens, Jacqueline, is that we can face it faster and faster and faster and clear and eliminate it. And sometimes it's such a beautiful way for us to get in touch with our intuition, so we can avoid some of the bigger issues that we kind of get ourselves into.
Well, we can course correct earlier on.
It is. It is a definite correction component to being able to guide you through the energy of the heart, to be able to say, hold on, before I speak up or before I, you know, add my two cents, let me feel into this and see if this is the right way for me to go. By building these new neural pathways, you are truly building a new navigation system for you to continue your life.
You know, and on that note, I think we have a wrap.
Perfect.
Do you
feel complete? Thank you, Jacqueline.
Oh, thank you, Carol Ann. Thank you, Carol Ann. I always
so
appreciate how light and fun you are. What great energy. And, you know, and beneath it all, there's a real scientific quest with you. I really also appreciate your investigative nature and scientific orientation, as well as that beautiful heart that's all about sharing. Okay, I got this. Let me share it. And I know that you're always sizzling and cooking up something new. And I
well,
thank
we'll
you for sharing that.
We'll have to bring to the table. So, Jacqueline, my soul sister, I love you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, everyone on the show. It has been my pleasure. And I just cannot tell you how honored I am to be a part of each and every one of your evenings, because this has been a blast. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Carol Ann. My love to you and great appreciation. And to everyone listening, thank you so much for joining, whether it's right now live or whether it's later on listening to the replay. Your participation matters. You appreciate it. You're welcome here. So until the next time, see you then.